Jesus Christ. Then I got the fucking NBA playoffs on. Denver is fucking brutalizing LA right now. I sometimes have sporting events on in the background as I'm doing these fucking podcasts. But this is Chris Johnson. And the one thing that I want to do less than anything else is fucking interact with anybody in any situation. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to fucking know you. I don't want to fucking meet you. I don't want to hang out. I don't want to fucking mingle. I've never been like a bar guy. Like when I was in college, I didn't go to fucking parties and shit because I don't want to see you. I went to one party in college at some shitbag frat house. A bunch of people went and I remember it just sucked. We're like, you had to pay like $5 to get in. They had a keg in the basement and the basement was actually pretty fucking sweet. It was a good sized basement. They had like a keg in the corner, but there's a long line for the keg and they had like one couch and there were like people getting high in one corner, people getting drunk in another. And just, I'm like fucking standing there with people that I see all the time. They're like, hey, you know, so what's going on? Dude, we couldn't just fucking do this back at the dorm? We had to do this in the shitty basement for $5? What the fuck are we doing here? You know what I did? I was like, dude, I gotta get the fuck out of here. This sucks. Because there was like a strobe light going and there's like fucking smoke, cigarette smoke and fucking pot smoke and all this shit. So it's like mixing together and it was like fucking with my head. So I was like getting sick. Like I wasn't feeling good. So like I was like, I gotta get the fuck out of here. And they're like, just go get some air. And I was like, okay, I'll go outside and get some air. You know what I did? I fucking walked my ass home. I'll get some fucking air. I fucking went outside and I fucking walked home. Everybody's like, what happened to Chris Johnson? Chris Johnson got the fuck out of there. It was like a big thing the next day. Like, what happened to him? Where is he? Did he get home okay? I got home just fucking fine. My college had this like huge fucking power plant like right next to campus. So there are these two just enormous like fucking smokestacks and they had the fucking lights flashing on them. I guess, I don't know why. Maybe so planes didn't crash into them and shit. I have no fucking idea. I'm not an engineer. I don't work in fucking aerospace. I don't know this fucking shit. I don't know why tall buildings have like blinking lights on them. I don't know enough about air travel or give enough of a fuck to learn, but they were blinking lights. So like no matter where the fuck you were in fucking town, like if you're at some fucking party and you step out, you look for those goddamn lights. It's like, you know, back in the day when those motherfuckers are like stuck in the desert or on the fucking seas, they're fucking navigating with the stars. I'm no fucking cartographer here, but I can follow a fucking set of lights back to fucking campus. But the point of this fucking story is there is an event coming up at work. I don't take part in any work events. I never fucking have. I don't give a shit. We have a simple contract, me and my employer. You want me to do a job and offer to pay me to do it. I do the job, you fucking pay me, and then that's it. We're done. Arrangement over. I don't have to go to your fucking parties. I don't have to take part in your activities. None of that shit. So I don't do any of it. But the problem is, this time, it's a fucking run. There's a run in the Buffalo area. It might be in other areas too. I don't fucking know or give a shit. It's called the Corporate Challenge. The catch is, regular random dickheads can't just sign up for this shit. It's gotta be like your job. Like your job has to like sign you up and you like sign up through your job or some shit. But my work is fucking doing it. My last job did it too, but I hated the last job so fucking much, I was not gonna fucking represent them. Fuck you, insurance call center job. You can suck my balls. I'm not doing this shit with you. But I don't hate my current job. So I was like, well, I could do this. I wanna go fucking running. The only catch is, I gotta fucking hang out with people before and after. There's like a fucking team picture and shit. But they're paying for it, and I get to be off work. And I get to run. I fucking love running. Running's one of my like few joys. Something I legitimately enjoy fucking doing. I love it. So you're gonna pay for me to run. I don't have to work. And I get to kick your fucking asses? You know how badly I'm gonna smoke these nerds? I don't think they're runners. They're gonna get their fucking ass kicked, and I'm gonna stroke my ego. I've never seen their fucking names in any of these fucking races I've been to, and I do them every goddamn week. I'm doing fucking races since 2017. I don't recognize any of these names, and that means I'm going to assume that you're bums. Relatively speaking, of course. Chris Johnson plays for Keeps. I'm gonna go out there, I'm gonna dress in a superhero shirt, and I'm gonna fucking grind you motherfuckers into dust. Matter of fact, I wrote that on a sign-up sheet. There's like a fucking work sign-up sheet. There's like a Google Doc or something. It's like a shared document, and like everybody's signing up and putting their t-shirt size and whatever the fuck. And I wrote, Chris Johnson, XL, I am going to grind you all into dust. I was very pleased with that. Nobody responded to it. I also said, and this is a line I say often. Feel free to steal this line. You know how much shit I steal from others and use in this podcast and pretend it's mine? You can steal this. I tell everybody this at work. If there's an event going on, like I'm going to a concert or whatever the fuck, and I'll bring it up. And it's apropos in this case as well with the run, because I know I'm going to see these motherfuckers. I tell them, listen, this is what I'm going to do. This is where I'm going to be. I reserve the right to pretend that I don't know you if I'm approached in public. I wrote that as well. They're like, hey, listen, we're thinking about doing a corporate challenge this year. Would anybody be interested? And I was like, look, if I do this, I reserve the right to pretend I don't know fucking any of you. And nobody said anything about it. Everybody always ignores my bullshit, which is actually kind of good because they're like, it's just Chris Johnson, me and Chris Johnson again. Yeah, that fucking jokester. But like, people who know me well enough know I'm dead fucking serious. Like, I don't want to talk to you people. I'm sure you're good people, okay? I'm sure you're nice. I'm sure maybe I wouldn't hate talking to you. But the thing is, unless we're at work and I have to talk to you, I don't want to talk to you. I'm not like anybody you've ever come into contact with. These people are extroverts. These people like seeing other people. These people get energy from it. They like to interact. They like to talk. They like to meet new people. Picture the opposite of that, and that is me. I don't want to do any of those things. So I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do. Like, I'm going to enjoy the running part of this. I'm going to go there. I'm going to fucking dress like a dickhead. I'm going to put my hair in the fucking tails. I'm going to have a skin-tight superhero shirt on. And I'm going to be a cocky motherfucker. I'm going to be cocky dickhead Chris Johnson. Maybe I'll strut. Maybe I'll pick up a new walk. Maybe I'll strut around. But we'll see how it goes. If I don't kick the shit out of every one of these motherfuckers, I'm probably going to be a little disappointed. Anyway, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. Once this run happens, I will fucking give you an update because I know you're going to be on the edge of your fucking seat waiting for that shit. I am on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and Podbean, which is the host of the cast. Every episode is there. This podcast is going to wind up right in my Facebook timeline for you, so you can catch this shit there. I'm also on Twitter @JohnsonHatesYou. And if you're into photos and videos and shit, it's at Instagram @maybe5minutes.